track three, and the first news story is headed, "'Tis a proper job, John." A stalwart of Ashburton is now the proud recipient of one of the highest honours a town or city can bestow. Mr. Ashburton, John German, has become the first freeman of the town. Ashburton Town Council has announced its first recipient of the award, the highest honour a town or city can bestow on an individual or organisation. John was chosen in recognition of his many years of service in Ashburton. His list of achievements is lengthy, from acting as town clerk to his celebrated love of the Devon dialect. He was presented with a specially made scroll officially declaring his role as freeman by Mayor Anne Bovey at a meeting of the town council. Councillor Bovey said, "Our recipient needs no introduction to their achievements over many years of service to the town of Ashburton. Their involvement with the Ashburton's court leet and baron juries, Ashburton Council, Ashburton Swimming Pool, and the Ashburton Twinning Association, and of course the Devon Dialect Club, and finally recording and taking photographs of everything in Ashburton. It's my honour and pleasure on behalf of the Town Council to award you, Mr. John German Senior, the highest honour it can bestow in recognition of your devoted service to Ashburton. Over many years, you have shown huge commitment to the community, both as Town Clerk and in your contributions to many local organisations. You have selflessly given your time and energy to the town and made Ashburton a better place to live. We applaud your valuable and sterling service while thanking you most sincerely. The honour of Freeman is a symbolic recognition of exceptional service and commitment to the community. Historically, the title Freeman carried significant privileges, but today it is primarily an honorary title, often accompanied by a ceremonial role at civic events. John will be out and about in the town this weekend for Ashburton's annual ale tasting and bread weighing ceremony on Saturday from St. Lawrence Lane at 2 p.m.
Sharing, key to couples 70 years of wedded bliss. Sharing is the key to a successful marriage, according to a Tynmouth couple who celebrate their platinum wedding anniversary this week. Pauline and Tony Bidmead were married on July 16, 1955, 2 years after meeting at a local hop in Woolston, Southampton. "Everything has always been ours," said Pauline. "It's never been his or her money. We've always shared everything," Tony added. The couple were just 16 when they met, and they got engaged a year later and married at 18. One or two people at the time commented that they didn't suppose it would last, Pauline recalled with a wry smile. Jennifer, their daughter, was born a year after the wedding. Tony served in the RAF and family accompanied him on his postings around the world, spending time in Germany, Cyprus and Northern Ireland. The couple are as generous to each other as they are to others and have raised tens of thousands of pounds for charities. Daredevil Tony completed a wing walk at the age of 65 and did a tandem parachute jump at the age of 70. The couple retired to Tynmouth in 2017 and will be celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary at a party with family and friends.
Dawlish to host Elite Cycling Series finale. Dawlish is gearing up for one of the biggest events of the summer as elite cyclists race a course around the town. The Dawlish Grand Prix is part of the National Circuit Series, which sees the best riders in the country in town for the final round of the prestigious British Cycling Series. Dawlish has been chosen for the first time as the final host town, but the event has prompted some complaints about disruption and long diversions for traffic, as the main A379 through Dawlish will be closed between midday and 11 p.m. on Friday the 25th of July. The closure will involve diversions for traffic, although provision is being made for buses. This is a real coup for Dawlish and will bring a lot of visitors to the town, as well as some much needed trade for the shops, cafes and pubs. The publicity will also be a great advert for the town. There'll be a variety of entertainment, including live music from local band The Crazy Foot Tappers, with David Millward performing all day, children's games and crafts, and vintage bicycle displays and amazing live stunt bike riding demonstrations. There is also a rare chance for families and children to ride their own bikes on the professional Grand Prix course before the race. This will take place at 1 p.m, taking in the 1 kilometre course and led by the Mayor, Councillor Anthony James. There will also be an under eights and balance bike race on the length of the finishing straight for local riders and under 12s who can race the whole of the course, which will last for 10 minutes. The elite racing starts at 7 p.m. and the awards ceremony will be at 9 p.m.
A new defibrillator for special needs school. A recent visit to Coombe Pafford School by members of Rotary Newton Abbott sparked a wave of generosity and collaboration, culminating in several meaningful contributions to the school and the wider community. The event began with the Rotary corporate members Amanda James and Sandra Murphy from Torbay and District Funeral Services joining Rotary President Jane Camp and five other Rotarians for an insightful tour of the school. Over coffee, they engaged in conversation with head teacher Sally Banfield and business manager Jane Clements. This informal gathering soon blossomed into a series of exceptional outcomes. Sandra Murphy shared a touching account of her daughter Coral, who attended Coombe Pafford during her secondary school years and the first year of sixth form. Coral's journey was shaped by the school's commitment to practical learning, including a successful work placement at Sainsbury's, which later led to a full-time employment at B&Q. Coral's story stands as a testament to the school's nurturing environment and its ability to empower students with special needs to thrive in the wider world. Torbay and District Funeral Services pledged funding to purchase a much-needed second defibrillator for the school's sports area. Rotary Newton Abbott further supported the school by arranging the delivery of two sturdy garden picnic tables, providing students with a welcoming space to enjoy lunchtime outdoors. Demonstrating the school's spirit of giving, Coombe Pafford's horticultural section then paid a visit to Medicide Charity in Newton Abbott, where they undertook the task of tidying the gardens. Rotarian Martin Smith shared his personal connection to the school, noting that his grandson Charlie Lawler is currently a student at Coombe Pafford. "Coombe Pafford has been fantastic for Charlie," Martin said. "Despite his challenges, he is growing in confidence," Martin added.